This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Barack Obama is going primetime. Tonight, the Democratic presidential contender is going to air a 30-minute infomercial on CBS, NBC, Fox, and a few cable networks. The last candidate to buy major TV time, well, that was independent Ross Perot back in 92. We've been talking about that and more on our blog this week. We've got Jeffrey Bennett with us. He's the web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, no one knows quite what to expect from this infomercial tonight. He hasn't been releasing, the senator, that is, information on notes, any kind of leaks. Mm-hmm. So what are people saying online?
Well, we asked our readers to tell us how they think Obama should craft this 30-minute TV event. And we got a bunch of responses, like this one from Diana Schellenberger, who said it would be good for Obama to use it like one of FDR's fireside chats. And then another one of our readers named Kedar Coleman tried to bring the jokes. He said, with the infomercial, Obama should ensure white folks that Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Louis Farrakhan will not be offered cabinet positions and publicly acknowledge some of the black folks who've helped him arrive at this historic occasion, including his barber, since his lineup and waves have been consistently tight, Coleman says. So some advice there that I'm sure the Obama campaign would find funny, if not useful.
All right. Yeah. I guess no one is suggesting, cheerleaders, basketball game,
right.
Any of that. Anyway, Election Day, less than a week away. Can you believe it?
Yeah,
it's
really.
Like crazy. Anyway, in addition to the presidential contest, you have these ballot initiatives, Proposition 8 here in California, which deals with same-sex marriage. What are we learning about those initiatives and what people think?
Yeah, well, Prop 8 here in California sparked a conversation on our blog about gay rights versus civil rights, and a wide-ranging conversation about the merits of marriage as an institution, the history of black civil rights, and the conflict between religion and government. So that debate is ongoing. And we also have a resource on our blog. Much has been made about early voting and the long lines that are expected on Election Day. Well, if you're forced to wait in line for a few hours, you can find out in advance if you are allowed time off by your employer, depending on what state you live in. So people can go to our blog and find out more information about that.
And we had a very special guest in our studio yesterday.
Yeah, Darius Rucker, the former frontman of Hootie and the Blowfish, just released a country music album. And he sat for an interview with you and then performed three songs for us. So one of those songs is on our blog today, and here's a part of it.
He makes a pot of coffee and splashes the water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long.
One day... Yeah, that was his next single called It Won't Be Like This for Long, and that was Darius Rucker performing here in our studio.
Yeah, and he's been doing really well on the country charts.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. He talked a lot about, what it's like to be a family man on the road. And you guys have been doing a great job with the video. So,
thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from the studios of NPR West.